بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيكم مال وارثه أحب إليه من ماله؟ قالوا يا رسول الله ما منا أحد إلا ماله أحب إليه. قال فإن ماله ما قدم ومال وارثه ما أخر. رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, which of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Ayyukum malu warithihi ahabbu ilayhi min malihi. Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, which one of you loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, all of us love our own wealth more. Rasulullah then explained and said, a person's wealth is that which he sends forward. In other words, he uses the wealth in the dunya to invest for the akhirah to gain sawab in the hereafter. A person's wealth is that which he sends forward. And the wealth of his heirs is that which he leaves behind. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had posed this question to the Sahaba, and the purpose of this was to draw the attention to a very important teaching. Generally what happens is that we gather our wealth, and of course Shariat expects us also to leave some wealth behind for our heirs so that they do not go begging onto the street on our nimayat, on our, when we pass away. But what happens is a person just amasses wealth, and he accumulates this wealth, and this wealth will actually pass on to his heirs after his death. But he has not made any effort for his own akhirat and spending the wealth that Allah Ta'ala gave him in this world by giving charity or any other deeni khidmat, so that he could reap the reward of that in the hereafter. So Rasulullah is now drawing our attention to the fact that besides leaving some wealth for our heirs, more important now is also to prepare for the wealth that we are setting forward in the akhirat, investing for rewards in the hereafter. وعن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة متفق عليه. رسول الله said that save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam, even though it may be by giving part or half a date in charity. A date is something so small, one khajur. Break the khajur into half. Just half you have given in charity, and that could actually save you from the fire of Jahannam. So a person generally thinks when he has to give charity, it's a large sum of money. Here Rasulullah explained, no, even a little bit that a person spends, this will become a barrier for him and between Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرًا. If you do an atom's weight of good, you will see the reward of it, you will see it in the hereafter. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ مَا سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ شَيْئًا قَطُّ فَقَالَ لَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. As a Jabir رضي الله عنه says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was never asked for anything to which he replied no. And when he did not have that financial assistance or anything to give the person, then he would tell him, okay, come later, and he would promise the person to come later, and then he would, Rasulullah would give it to that person. Here Rasulullah said, oh, we understand from this hadith the generosity of Rasulullah, that he didn't know the word no for any person. He always saw to the need of any person who came to him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك